cunt hunt. And he goes, excuse me? I'm like, cunt hunt. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a hearing problem. Can you speak up a little bit? Cunt hunt.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode Double Nickels. How about that? 55 for Thursday, the 17th of April, 2008. And evidently, today we're going on a
cunt hunt. Cunt hunt. Cunt hunt.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, I love that story that the Super Bee told over on the QCast Connection a while back, and I just had to capture the cunt hunt, you know, because, you know, you can never have enough
cunt hunt.
Well, y'all, I really don't have an agenda today, so I'm just going to talk about all kinds of little things, and the first thing I want to talk about are the quiz programs, and you know where I have to go if I'm going to talk about the quiz programs.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. B-I-G F-A-T-T-Y There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. And y'all, well, maybe Big Fatty talking about the quiz programs is more horrifying. Now, y'all, I want to tell you, I have been telling you now for a while about Price is Right at Night, the Million Dollar Spectacular. And y'all, they gave away another $1 million a week ago or so. The woman won $1,089,017. And I mean, I don't see how the Price is Right is going to stay on the air with all that kind of money being given away. Because that's big time. Now, Big Fatty, when he was planning his trip out to California in July, and, you know, I will be in the San Francisco's area from the 4th of July through the 10th, and then I'll be in the Palm Springs from the 10th to the 15th of July. And Big Fatty was hoping that Monday, the 14th of July, that there would be a taping of The Price is Right. And Big Fatty had a special shirt he was going to wear to it, and it was just going to guarantee me a chance to go down to the contestants' row. But alas, they will not be taping on that day. So I'm just going to have to give Fremantle Media the finger, because, you know, it's now Fremantle Media Productions instead of Mark Goodson, Bill Todman Production, because, you know, they're both fucking dead. So anyway, now, y'all, there is a, you know, Big Fatty loves the Big Brother, and he was really pissed off, as you heard on the Tuesday show, when I was chatting with Chef Mark. I was really pissed off that James, the boy with the pink mohawk and all, that he got thrown off. And so, you know, I watched it on Sunday, and I've been keeping up with the BB9 spoilers and all. Well, y'all, it looks like they may get rid of Natalie, and you know what? There would be nothing to make me happier to have Miss Team Christ leave the BB house. And, you know, it... I won't say it's that exciting, but if Natalie gets thrown out, I may actually watch it to the end. And it can't go much longer, because after tonight, there'll only be four people left in the house. So it's only going to last another 2 weeks or so. And last night, I take that back, Tuesday night, on the American Idols, y'all, I'm going to tell you what. Y'all might think Big Fatty is a dirty old man, and there is a chance that you may be correct. But I'm going to tell you, little David Archuleta, he is just a cutie pie. Yeah, I said it, cutie pie. And he did such a good job Tuesday night. And so did, all the boys did a good job on Tuesday night. And I think the final three is going to be the three boys that are left on there. Now, y'all, you know, yesterday I talked about the title of the show was Looking Back at National Fisting Day, and Eric the Southern Boy had come up with the idea that Tax Day was National Fisting Day. But y'all, Miss Kim Beaver, she I did not realize this, evidently Kim Beaver is in the graphic artist business, because she sent me a picture, and y'all, there have been great things that have been sent to the Fat One in the past that are just, you know, amazing what graphic artists do. But the one that Kim Beaver sent me on Wednesday was absolutely fabulous. It's the best ever. And y'all, I encourage you to go over there and take a look at the entry over there, the little cartoon thing that she's made up, and it's entitled Beaver Outs Mouse, okay? So go over there and look at that, because, y'all, it just put a giggle on Big Fatty's face, and not to mention, I won't tell you where else Big Fatty was giggling. Okay, now, I am going to go over to the listener map, because there may be a few new faces over there. Now, Larkin, have I mentioned you before? Larkin is a long-time listener. He is out there in the Sacramentos, and I hope Larkin will be coming down there to the San Francisco along with the boys from the Big Gay Sex Show. That would be Matt and Ouija. Hope they'll come down when Big Fatty is out in the San Francisco areas. So, Larkin, if I haven't mentioned you before, I've now mentioned you. Now, I'm looking here at the picture from Nancy from Japan, and I do know I've mentioned Nancy before, but I know what I was going to say. Nancy from Japan, she had a voice letter on yesterday's show, and y'all, it was very, very quiet, but it came in that way, and I boosted the sound up as much as I could, but I just couldn't get it any louder than it was. So anyway, Nancy, nonetheless, thank you for sending in your voice letter, and I encourage all of you to do that. I've gotten quite a few more voice letters, and if you want to call and leave me a voice letter, of course, that number given every day at the end of the show is 206-337-1438. Now, I have received a verbal spanking from Jason over at As We See It, or something like that, or I Wish We Could See It, or whatever. That Jason from Orlando and Ryan are doing that new podcast over there, and Jason has given me the verbal spanking for not mentioning him being on the listener map. So, Jason, you are now officially mentioned, and I look forward to meeting you when I come down there in June for the Big Gay Days. And Big Fatty will be coming down there. Let me look at the calendar here. Oh, Lord. I'm still waiting to hear from Michael and the Super Bee about plans for a little listener get together while we're down there. I do know we're going to have a pool party at Ryan's house, but Big Fatty's going to be coming down on Wednesday, the 4th of June, and returning to Charleston on the 9th of June. And Larry Cly is coming with me. So if you'd like to meet Larry Cly also, you can come meet us when we're down there for the Big Gay Days. Now, it looks like I have a new listener, Kurt, from Chicago, or the Chicago, as we like to say. And he says that my mom says that I'm ruined. Well, you know what, Kurt? My mom says the same thing also. But, and then let me just peek on down here. I think I talked about Miss Kathy's picture that she took 67 pictures before she got just the right one. And, who is this? Eric from Bakersfield. Have I mentioned you, Eric? Oh, you're standing behind some statues giving me the finger or something like that. I think I did mention you, Eric, but if not, you've been mentioned now. And who is this? Y'all, they don't line up in the order that you post them. So it's, you have to kind of scroll down here. I know I've mentioned Michael from Portland, Oregon, because he's standing on the big boat. Oh, look, there's Brian from Boston. Huh, I believe he is the unofficial historian of the BFO, but, you know, sometimes these things change because, you know, he's very important and very, very, very busy. Too busy to be on the gays. Paul from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, has joined the map. But, Paul, I don't see a picture of you. But it says, I'm ruined, but I love your show. Keep it up. Well, I'm glad you love the show, and, you know, Viagra helps me keep it up. Okay, and let's see here. I don't think there are any others that I've missed. If I have missed you, please let me know, and I am more than happy to mention you on the podcast and all. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about today, well, I tell you what, before we talk about something else today, let's break this up a little bit and throw in a little cartoon memory lane music. Y'all, yesterday's Memory Lane music of Mighty Mouse, my goodness, so many of you love the Mighty Mouse, and I was just kind of blown away. People had tattoos of Mighty Mouse, and they had Mighty Mouse t-shirts, and just all kinds of stuff, and so I'm glad you enjoyed Mighty Mouse yesterday, and today is a good old-fashioned cartoon on Memory Lane music. And once again, I think all these Memory Lane musics this week are going to be very easy because they all have words to them. So here we go.
Choice in cereals, the best to you each morning brings you.
Who else?
Yogi Bear.
Kellogg's brings the best to you each morning. Kellogg's best to you. Do you remember that little jingle? Okay, well, you know, all the cereal companies and all used to sponsor the cartoons. Y'all, even a cigarette company used to sponsor the Flintstones when it first came on. But anyway, that was the theme from Yogi Bear, and he is a fictional, and I'm going to have to just look at this word here. It's an anthropomorphic bear with brown fur who appeared in the animated cartoons by Hanna-Barbera Studios. Now, Yogi made his debut in 1958 as a supporting character in the Huckleberry Hound Show, but then in 1961 he was given his own show, the Yogi Bear Show, but he also included segments of Snagglepuss, and we had that Memory Lane cartoon Memory Lane music a few weeks ago. Michael suggested that one. But now, like many Hanna-Barbera characters, Yogi's personality and mannerisms were based on a popular celebrity of the time. Now, can you think who may have been Yogi Bear? Hey, boo-boo, how about a picnic basket? Do you know who that is? Do you know who he was based on? Well, he was based on Art Carney, who played Ed Norton on The Honeymooners. Now, the plot of most of Yogi's cartoons centered around his antics in the fictional, do you remember the name of the park he lived in? Jellystone Park, right. And it was a takeoff on the famous Yellowstone National Park. Yogi was often accompanied by a reluctant best friend, Boo Boo, who would often try to steal picnic baskets from campers in the park, much to the chagrin of Park Ranger Smith. And do you remember Yogi Bear's girlfriend's name? It was Cindy Bear. And Yogi Bear was known for his picnic baskets and saying, I'm smarter than the average bear, and hey, boo-boo. So, anyway, I always enjoyed Yogi Bear. So, I can tell that you're fucking thrilled that I enjoyed Yogi Bear. Now, y'all, before we run out of time today, I want to go over to the iTunes, because I've been kind of lax in mentioning that the BFO has received quite a few wonderful five-star reviews over there, and I just want to thank a lot of people for taking the time to write the BFO a five-star review, and I think I am up to 35 of them right now. So let's just look at the most recent ones. Now, if I pass over you, it's not because I mean to, it's just, you know, I don't know where I stopped reading them last time. The latest one was from Big Dumb Donkey Girl. Well, okay. And Big Dumb Donkey Girl says he's fat. Isn't that reason enough to listen? Okay, well, he's a very addictive podcaster, and he never fails to entertain, and he's fat. Yay, Big Fatty! Okay, well, Big Dumb Donkey Girl, doesn't sound like you're so dumb to me. Now, Gay Boomer writes, this is one well-done podcast. If only others could learn to be as entertaining as Big Fatty is. This is one not to miss. Well, clearly Gay Boomer is taking some sort of hallucinogenic drugs because, you know, it is ruined here. Paul GT 760701 says, 5 stars of fun. Keep it up. And we already talked about keeping it up for Big Fatty. All right, Beer Stop says, being new to the evil iPod and podcast in general, I was surprised about the content, and Big Fatty is funny and insightful. It helps me get through my second job on the weekends as a human directional. That's the guy on the corner waving that sign for the apartment complex down the street. So thanks, Big Fatty and Southern Boy. Wait a minute, different show. I'm going to my first Gay Days, even though I have known about it since 1992. Besides, it's my birthday, too, so I hope to see you there. Oh, Lord. Pays to have friends that work there. Well, I wouldn't know because I don't. Oh, well, maybe I do know a couple of people that work there. Well, y'all, there are lots of other reviews over there, and I encourage you to go over there and see what crazy things people are saying about the BFO. Now, I do want to say that I have company coming to town today, and they will be with me through Wednesday of next week. So I am going to endeavor to have a show for you every day, as always, but if something happens, then you'll understand why. Now, we've got a big week coming up next week. We've got Passover beginning on Saturday. There's a full moon on Sunday, Earth Day on Tuesday, and Secretary's Day on Wednesday. And don't forget,
hunt, hunt.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.